It is the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, good morning, Radio Now. Who is this?
Hey, Joe, this is Craig.
What's up, Craig? How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. You know, a long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm actually calling to see if your wife had actually received or got a full-time job yet.
No, my wife, Lindsay, still is working at the Dyslexia Institute of Indianapolis. She's applying for some jobs, but no, she's still part-time,
yeah.
Unfortunately. But very thankful for the job. But no, there's no real full-time thing yet. We'll see what happens, Craig, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, hearing that, I just wanted to, like, call you guys to tell you that, tell you what I do to make a living. And, you know, she could do this as well. It's really easy. It's not that complicated. And, I don't know, just throwing it out there for you guys.
Okay, like, can you actually make some money doing what you're doing, though? Because I need my wife to make some money.
And is it legal?
I mean, you make a ton of money. It's really easy. You know, those student loans that you guys, that you always talk about, they can get paid off, no problem. And I'm just going to be straight up with you guys.
Right.
I made last year 60 grand.
Ooh. Okay, what did you do making 60 grand?
Okay, I made 60 grand panhandling.
What?
Like on the side of the road, kind of like panhandling, or on the sidewalk, like with that sign asking for money kind of stuff?
Exactly.
You're joking.
60. So wait, that's tax free, right? That's just straight up cash money.
60 grand tax free. No Uncle Sam biting a little bit of the change. No, it's tax-free. It's perfect, man. I mean, you know, people might think of it as a little degrading, but it's whatever, man. You're making 60 grand. You're paying off your bills. What's the big deal?
Are you homeless?
No, not at all. Actually, my wife and I, we live in Geist. My wife's an engineer. I'll tell you the story about this. Like I said, my wife and I, we live in Geist. We don't necessarily need the money because she makes a great income. However, once upon a time, we were downtown. I saw a homeless man had left his sign on the floor out of giggles. I picked it up and just kind of walked around. I made $15 in 5 minutes, guys, doing that.
Joking around panhandling with a sign you found. Okay, wow.
Just screwing around because I saw a homeless guy's sign that he left over. I made $15 in 5 minutes, guys. And I'm sorry, I just, like, That moment, that spark, I just got addicted to it, and now that's what I do now.
Do you have a college degree?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, you, so like, rain or shine, you're out on a street corner instead of working a normal 9-to-5 job like most everybody else. You're standing out there when your wife, I'm assuming, makes probably six figures. You don't even need to work, but you're out there doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I got my own setup and everything. I have a closet full of, like, tattered and dirty clothes that are greased up and dirty, like, from Goodwill. I've received from Goodwill, and, you know, shoes with holes in them, and I consider it like my uniform, if you will. You know,
so you
everyone
have,
has a uniform.
Okay, you have different uniforms then, like multiple things you wear.
Oh, absolutely, man. I've got jackets. I've got, you know, shirts with, you know, tears in them. I've got jeans. I've got, like, you know, Stonewash jeans from the 70s that I wear every day almost.
What? Okay, so what does your sign say that you hold? What is it that you're writing on your sign that you're finding is convincing people to give you so much money that you're making $60,000 a year?
It's actually pretty easy. I mean, like I said, I do hold the sign because that one time I held the sign, I made money like that. So like, I do hold the sign, and it definitely varies between, like, you know, me having kids, me, of course, being homeless, me being a veteran.
Whoa,
you know,
whoa, whoa. You're telling people you're a veteran, and are you a veteran?
I am not, no.
Okay, if you're going to panhandle, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but I think you're really deceiving people when you say that you're a veteran.
That's deceiving. The disrespect. If you could see my face right now, my blood is boiling. The disrespect. Do you know how pissed off people are going to be listening to you right now that are on their way to their 9-to-5 job making an honest living, and you're out here just like basically stealing money from people that think that they're giving to a good cause, and you're trivializing what real homeless people go through trying to make a living that actually do have to panhandle. You're getting people to give you money instead of people that really do need it. You live in freaking Geist.
Listen, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad at all for doing what I do, man. Like, I'm not forcing these people to give me money. It's their choice when they roll the window down and hand me money. I just sell the product. I sell myself. I sell the character. I am a character. It also helps that I also have a big bushy beard and long hair. You know, I'm quite swarthy, if you will. But so that also helps. And I don't really feel bad for these 9-to-5ers, man. You know, if they come out and they want to hand out a few dollars to make themselves feel better because they think I'm homeless, all the better. It's a beautiful cycle. They're feeling better because they think they're doing well for the community, and I'm making 60 grand Uncle Sam free. I don't really see the big deal about this.
It's not like I'm
buying drugs with this, guys. You know, it's going to a better cause. I'm helping out my family. I'm feeding my kids.
You don't need it. Your wife is an engineer. You don't even need to work.
I don't even have a problem with Craig doing this, except for the whole military part of it. That's what really gets me, where you're saying you're a veteran. Like, if I choose not to give people money that I see panhandling. Like, I do other stuff and I donate or I volunteer my time to soup kitchen and shelters. Like, I've done that before. But just because of kind of situations like this with Craig, because you never know who really needs the help and who doesn't.
I can't respect this at all. I'm furious. Furious.
Listen, it's really not that bad of a thing. If you saw it from my perspective, you would understand it. You would see that it's actually quite ingenious. Like, it's not like I'm robbing anybody. Like I said, they give me money. I'm not forcing them to give me money. And I have to sit there for hours on end. It's like a 12-hour shift every time I go out there, and I can't do anything except to play the role. I have a wheelchair that I sit in, tattered clothes, I.
Does a wheelchair make a difference? Do you get more money when you're in a wheelchair compared to just standing?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
This is disgusting.
Hey, Craig, man, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex show.
No, don't thank him. He's a horrible freaking person. Horrible. Children are listening to this. I hope they don't get any ideas.
Listen, if you saw it from my eyes, you wouldn't think it is so bad. You know, it's really not that big of a deal.
All right. Well, you can call back anytime, panhandling Craig. We appreciate your call.
I hope you're not seriously going to have your wife start doing this.
No, I'm not going to have my wife do that. But with him, that was kind of interesting.
Get Lindsay a wheelchair. Get out there. Maybe, like, put one of your dogs, tatter up, and, like, make your dog look a little messy.
Like, the little dog in there.
Lindsay can make, like, 100 grand.
I'm so mad right now.
I know. 317-239-1009. If you just heard, let's call him panhandling Craig right there, you think it's wrong then, right? Like, panhandling? Especially what he's doing?
If you don't need to and you're not actually homeless and you're deceiving people, yes.
I think if you're lying about, like, the military thing, like being a veteran, that's kind of a no-go. But if you're out there doing it, I don't give people that panhandle. I really don't. I mean, I've tried to give people food before and they're like, no, I'm good. Like, if you,
because they're probably like him. Who knows? They're probably all scamming us.
What do you think? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you follow and then let us know what you think about this. And on our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9. It is the Joe and Alex Show.